Today we want to continue our series in the heavenly mission, vision.
我们今天要继续我们所讲的这个天上的意象这个系列。
Let's read a verse in Proverbs.
我们读一下箴言里头的一段经文。
Please turn with me to Proverbs chapter 29.
请翻到箴言第29章。
Verse 18.
第十八节。
Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Let all the English read together and then the Chinese.
箴言第二十九章第十八节，我们先用英文念，然后再用中文。
Where there is no vision, the people are unstrained, but happy is he who keeps the law.
没有异象，民就放肆；为遵守律法的，便为有福。
I think this proverbs really reflect what we just saw on the stage.
我想这段经文就真正反映出我们刚刚在台上所看到的。
If there's no vision, people are unrestrained.
所以没有异象，我们民就放肆。
Yeah, that's very true for everyone.
这是对我们每个人来说都很真实的。
All right, let's turn to New Testament Book of Acts.
好，让我们翻到新约使徒行传。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 2 to 4.
第二到第四节。
Book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 2 to 4.
使徒行传第七章第二到第四节。
And he said, Hear me, brethren and fathers, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran, and said to him, Depart from your country and your relatives and come into the landthat I will show you. Then he departed from the land of Chaldeans and settled in Haran. And from there, after his father died, God removed him into this country in which you are now living.
斯提凡说，诸位父兄请听，当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在美索不达米亚还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现，对他说：“你要离开本地和亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。”他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他在从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。
In this scripture, I want you to pay special attention to Stephen use.
在这段经文，请大家特别注意到有一段。话斯提凡所说的
The glory of God appeared to our father Abraham
就是神的荣耀向我们的向我们的祖先亚伯拉罕显现
The glory of God appeared to him
荣耀的神向他显现
Next scripture, please turn to Genesis
我们再请翻到创世纪
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3.
创世纪第十二章第一到第三节。
I think before we read that, I want to go one chapter before that, to chapter 11.
在读这一章以前，我们先看第十一章。
Chapter 11, verse 31.
第十一章第三十一节。
I want you to Chinese read this verse and then English.
我们先用中文读三十一节，然后用英文读。他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的乌尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。
English. And Terah took Abram.His son, and Lot, the son of Aaron, his grandson, and Sarai. Alright, then go to chapter 12, verse 1 through 3.
我们看第十二章第一到第三节。
Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curse you, I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
耶和华对亚伯兰说你要离开本地本族父家往我所要指示你的地方去我必叫你成为大国我必赐福给你叫你的名为大你也要叫别人得福为你祝福的我必赐福与他那诅咒你的我必咒诅他地上的万族都要因你得福
The same chapter verse 6 and 7
同样一章第六到第七节。
And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanites was then in the land. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, To your seed will I give this land. And there built he an altar unto the Lord.Who appeared unto him.
亚伯兰经过那地到了示剑地方摩利橡树那里那时迦南人住在那地耶和华向亚伯兰显现说我要把这地赐给你的后裔亚伯兰就在那里 为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛
For the English reading Bible you probably notice that in this verseMy translation is different from yours.
你们读英文圣经呢，你们发现我的版本跟你们的不太一样。
Usually we read a New American Standard.
通常我们是读新美国标准版。
But the reason I picked this King James for this particular translation.
我用这个 King James 这个版来读这段经文。
Is because there is a key word here.Only King James reflected.
是因为在这里有一个很重要的字眼，只有在这个 King James 这个版本里头有。
Guess which word?
你们猜是哪一个字
？Seed, right?
就是后裔这个字。
In New American Standard, it translates descendant.
在新标准版它翻译成后裔。
But the original text, the word was seed.
但在原文里头它是代表一个种子
And King James reflect that
那在 King James 这个版本它就翻出
OK Shall we have a word of prayer?
大家请低头祷告
Lord we thank you for your mercy
主我们感谢你的怜悯
You have given to all of us today we can really enjoy your presence with us
你赐给我们今天所有人让我们能够享受你与我们的同在
Lord your word is so precious
主啊您的话语是那么的宝贵
You use this word to create the whole universe
你用这个话语来创造全世界
Today you use the same word you want to nourish us
同样今天你用同样的话语想要来浇灌我们
Because your word is more precious than gold
因为你的话语比金金更为宝贵。
Your word is more is sweeter than the honey.
你的话语比蜂蜜更甘甜。
May all of us really understand your precious words.
让我们每个人都能够了解你宝贵的话语。
May the spirit of the truth will enlighten your word to everyone today.
愿赐人智慧与启示的灵能够将你的话启示给我们。
That this heavenly vision.Will be so clear in everyone's hearts.
让这个天上的意象能够在每个人的心里清白明白的显现。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
turn with me to your map in the back of your Bible.
请跟我一起把翻到你们书后面的地图。
For this, this Bible is the first map in the back.
在这本圣经里头是地图里头第一张地图。
For the Chinese Bible, probably it is also the first map, but with the title, The Ancient World.
在中文版本的圣经大概也是第一张地图，它的标题是
古
代的世界。
The Chinese Bible, did you find it? The English Bible, I hope you will have it. Do you have it? This map, on the left, you should see the Mediterranean Sea. On the left, on the right, you will see Persian Gulf and two important rivers.
在这地图上，在左边你可以看到地中海，在右边你可以看到波斯湾，还有两条重要的河流。
The one...On the lower is the Euphrates River.
在底下那一条是叫幼发拉底河。
And the one on the right is called Tigris River.
在右边那条叫底格里斯河。
You get it? Good. Our story happened in this area.
我们的故事就发生在这一个区域。
But before we touch it, I want to test your geography today.
但是在我们讲以前，我要看你们地理的常识怎么样。
Where is this place today?
这个今天在什么地方？
Iraq.
在伊拉克。
That means your schooling is pretty good.
代表你们上学很认真。
All right. This place is a hotspot today in the world.
这个今天在今天这个时候，它是动荡不安的时候。
Now today we want to share on this person, Abram.
今天我们要跟大家分享亚伯兰这个人。
Where was he?
他在什么地方？
4,000 years ago.
四千年以前他在什么地方？
From us, you count back 4,000 years.
在我们之前四千年以前。
He was, you see from this map, that's these two rivers meet there.
他住在这两条河交界的地方。
Where is that little dot? It's called Earl.
那一点呢叫做吾尔。
Yeah. And then if you look at today's map, this is where today's which country?
如果你看今天的地图，它是今天的什么地方？
Kuwait, right?
是今天的科威特。
Yeah, that's today's Kuwait. So Abraham was Kuwaitian, right?
所以亚伯兰他是科威特人。
All right.Go find another important place.
好，那我们现在再看下一个重要的地方。
If you trace this river, this Earl is by Euphrates River.
我们看到这个乌尔呢，它是在幼发拉底河旁边。
And then you go along this river, go north.
然后你顺着这条河往北走。
And you will find another town.
你会看到另外一个城市。
Called Haran.
它叫做哈兰。
Did you find it?
你们没有看到哈兰这个城市。
Now I want to test the Mandarin-speaking people.
好，现在我要试试看我们讲中文的弟兄姐妹们。
Where is this place today?
这个哈兰在今天是在什么地方？
Jordan? No.
在叙利亚吗？
No, I don't think it's Syria.It's on the border between Iraq and Turkey.
是在伊拉克跟土耳其交界的地方。
Right? That's about the geographic location.
这是大概今天哈兰的所在位置。
Okay. And then you come down to the place called Shechem.
然后我们往南走会到一个地方叫示剑。
That's on the coast of this Mediterranean Sea.
它是靠近地中海岸的一个城市。
That's where today is about Jerusalem in that neighborhood.
所以今天呢，它是在耶路撒冷附近。
Right? So that's the three little dots on the map. I want you to find it out.
所以这三点在地图上，我希望你们给我看。
The beginning.
在开始的时候
Where was Abram?
亚伯兰他是在什么地方呢
He was at the Earl, this Kuwaiti place.
在开始的时候，亚伯兰他是在乌尔，在今天的科威特这个地方。
And if you read Joshua chapter 24,
你若读约书亚记第24章
，you will know that Joshua told the Jewish people.
你会知道约书亚他对以色列人说
，because their forefather was Abraham.
因为他们的祖先是亚伯兰。
He revealed to them that when Abraham was in Ur, what did they do?
当亚伯拉罕他在乌尔的时候，他做什么事情呢
？The whole family plus all the surroundings, they serve another gods.
他们全家都是侍奉别神。
Okay, so you will know that based on archaeology today.
所以你知道我们今天。基于这个考古学
They told us that Earl was a very famous town like today's New York at that time.
他们跟我讲，乌尔就像我们当今的纽约一样，在那时候。
Full of commercial activities.
他们很多的商业的交易。
A very crowded place.
非常拥挤的一个地方。
People live in that area are called Chaldeans.
住在那边的人叫做加勒底人。
Okay, so.Abraham just one of the many.
所以亚伯罕只是在那边的很多人当中的一个
young man, and his family was in this business of idol.
他的家里呢是在做偶像的。
Okay, so that was the historical setting.
所以这是这个时代背景。
And you know the whole area was famous. If you look at the Genesis in those 12 chapters.
所以我们看创世纪那前十二章
You will know after the flood all the human beings come together they build something
所以我们知道在洪水之后所有的人来到这地方他们建筑了一样东西
What did they build?
他们建筑了什么呢
Tower of Babel
他们建筑了巴别塔
You know they want to build this tower can reach heaven
他们组织了巴别塔希望能够通天
And then they say Let's make our name great
让我们自己的名为大
So you will see the psychic of human nature at that time
所以我们知道那时候人类他们的心理是怎么样
On one hand they serving other gods They worship idols
在一方面来说他们信奉别神
On the other handThey want to build a great tower can reach heaven. That means by human effort, they want to be like God.
所以另外一方面，他们又筑了一座塔，想要通天。他们想要像神一样伟大。
They want to pronounce their great name to eternity.
他们想要把他们名存留到永久。
That's the human psychic at that time.
这就是那时候人类的心理状况。
After 4,000 years today,
在那之后四千年
，Do you think human nature any change?
你觉得今天我们人性有任何的改变吗
？We still build skyscrapers, big towers. We try to outlive everybody else.
我们还是在建筑那些摩天大楼，我们想要比别人活得更长久。
We try to build a name for ourselves for eternity.
我们也时常的为自己的名，能够让自己的名传到永久。
So we are the same from the old ancient time until the modern days.
所以从古代到现在，我们人性还是一样。
Okay. In that kind of setting, one day, the glory of the Lord appeared to one person.
所以在那样的背景当中，有一天。神像一个人显现
Who told us that?
谁跟我们讲这件事呢
Stephen
是斯提凡跟我们讲
In Acts chapter 7
他在使徒行传第七章讲到
He told us that God one day the God of glory appeared to Abraham
他讲到荣耀的神有一天向亚伯兰显现
This magic moment
这是一个非常奇妙的时刻
Carry a message
这里有一个信息
A very simple message
非常简单的信息
Said Depart
好离开
Depart from how many things
离开从 哪几、离开哪几样东西呢？
Depart from your country，
从你的、本地离开。
Second， depart from your families， relatives，
从你的亲族离开。
And come into the land that I will show you，
然后进入我所要指示您的地方。
That was the message given to Abraham，
这就是给亚伯兰的信息。
And you will seeThere is something happened right after that.
然后我们知道，在那之后就有些事情发生了。
The whole Abraham's vision with the Lord.
这个亚伯拉罕他所得到的意象呢
This is the beginning.
这只是个开始。
It carries on many times. In the Bible, tells us God appeared to him. If you go through.The story of Abraham, you will find.
我们如果看看亚伯拉罕他的故事，我们发现神向他显现很多次。
Five times.
有五次。
During his lifetime.
在他一生当中，神向他显现五次。
In other words, every time God tried to tell him something.
是每一次神都想要跟他传达一样信息。
Because God has a will, He wants to demonstrate to the whole world.
因为神他想要向世人、表现出他的旨意。
If you look carefully what Lord said to Abraham,
如果你们看看仔细看看神对亚伯拉罕讲的话，
Especially when you come to the second appearance when God appeared to him,
尤其是第二次神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候。
The first appearance was in Ur.
第一次显现是在、约珥的地方。乌珥。
Tell me,Where was the second appearance?
你们知道他第二次显现在什么地方吗？
Haran.
是在哈兰。
That's chapter 12.
这是在第十二章讲到。
And if you look chapter 12 verse 3,
如果你们看第十二章，
In chapter 12 verse 3, it said, In you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
在第十二章第三节这边讲到、因着你我要叫别人得福、地上的万族都要因你得福。
So you will see what Lord is doing, although outwardly you see only appear to Abraham.
虽然从外表上看神只对亚伯拉罕显现，
But the purpose is for all nations.
但是目的呢是为万族预备。
God wants to bless human beings.
神想要祝福所有的人类。
Because all human beings are created by Him.
因为所有人类都是神所创造。
But unfortunately, human beings reject this true God.
但是可惜的是，人类拒绝了神。
Unfortunately, we want to be God.
可惜的是，我们自己想要当神。
So we build our own tower. We try to reach heaven. We try to pronounce our own name.
所以我们建筑了自己的塔，我们想要把自己的名高举，我们想要、取代神。
That lifestyle is rejected by God.
这样的生活方式是神所排拒的。
That kind of mentality is not acceptable in God's sight.
这样的心态是不能为神所接受的。
So God wants to do something.
所以神想要做事情。
He wants to show us how He can bless us.
他想要让我们看到他怎么样能够来、祝福我们。
So out of that big population,
所以在这个广大的人口当中，
In his sovereignty, he picked one person.
经过神的主权，他选择了一个人。
We don't know why God picked Abraham.
我们不知道神为什么拣选了亚伯拉罕，但是他就是这样选择。
The reason he picked him is he tried to demonstrate the principle of God to us.
他选择亚伯拉罕就是为了要向我们显示神的旨意。
So you will see in this whole life story of Abraham, that's example for every one of us in the later days.
所以在亚伯拉罕他一生当中所发生的事情，在我们后来的人也是一个很好的借鉴。
How God lead him?
神怎么样带领他
will be the identical way he will lead us.
同样神也怎么样带领我们。
So this is the purpose we will study his life.
这也就是为什么我们要来研读亚伯拉罕的一生。
So if the temperature is too high, the good story is we have ordered an air condition.
如果你觉得这里头温度太高，我的好消息是我们已经订购了这个空调器。
Yeah, our deacons meeting yesterday, we approve this project.
我们执事会昨天通过了，我们要装空调器。
So, if you feel it's too hot, you think about air conditioning, that will cool you off.
说你很热，你心里想想空调器，你就会感觉好一点。
You can open the windows.
你们可以把窗户打开。
Yeah. I think there's a window in the front.
那边有窗户可以吗
？You can open that doorway.
那个门也可以打开。
Yeah, this doorway open. Let the air flow.
我们让这个空气循环。
So Abraham is a model.
所以亚伯翰他是我们的一个标准。
God built him as a role model for all.People behind him.
所以神把亚伯翰建立起来，让成为后来的人的一个模范。
How God bless him will be the same way God bless us.
神怎么样祝福他，也就是神会怎么样祝福我们。
I will divide this message into two parts.
我要把这个信息呢分成两部分。
Today we will touch only the first part.
今天我们只讲第一个部分。
This is focus on the vision.
这个我们今天讲的是注意在我们的意象。
And next time I will share on the part two will be the what kind of effect this result out of the vision.
所以下次我们分享第二部分呢，就是这意象所带来的结果。
Okay, so today I will not prolong too much time because I know you all have something lined up in the dinner.
所以今天我不要花太多时间，我知道会后大家大概都已经安排了晚餐。
Yeah, I don't want to occupy too much time.
我不想要花太多的时间。
Let's focus on the vision.
让我们看看我们的意象。
God appeared to him.
神向他显现。
And reveal his heart.
把他的心意表达。
I have to make some qualifier before I go into the message. The what Lord told Abraham.
我想要在这边先声明一下
vision this word
这个意象这个字。
I do not intend to misguide you.
我不想帮你们带入错误的观念。
So that you will think now every Christian you will sit in your home.And waiting for the vision appear to you.
所以你想说，现在基督徒就可以坐在家里等待天上的异象。
So that you will see something very spectacular.
所以你会看到很奇妙的事情。
With your naked eyes.
用你的肉眼看到。
That's not what I mean.
这不是我所要表明的事情。
When we go through the Bible, you will see.
当我们看到圣经，我会明白。
In my first message.A few weeks ago,
几个礼拜前我讲了第一个信息。
I use Paul's experience as example.
我用保罗的经验来做一个例子。
Did Paul see the vision with his naked eyes?
保罗他是用他肉眼看到异象的吗
？Alan, right, you are right. He did not.
没有，他不是用肉眼。
So how do I know?
你怎么知道
？Because Bible said.The big light, so strong.
因为圣经讲到有一个大光，非常强烈的大光。
Make his eyeballs what? Blind.
让他眼睛瞎了。
He was blind for 3 days. He couldn't see anything.
他瞎了三天，他根本什么都看不到。
But Paul always referred to the vision in his whole ministry.
但是保罗在他的执事当中，他一再的讲他的意象。
So when we use the word vision, it's not referring something you see with your naked eyes. That's not my point.
所以当我们今天讲到意象，这不是用我们肉眼看到。
It is something you see here with your spiritual eyes.
这是我们用我们心灵的眼睛看到。
Okay, I have to qualify that because otherwise.You will misunderstand my whole message.
所以我在这边先要声明，不然你们可能会有一种错误的理解。
Okay, now we come to what did God try to tell Abraham?
所以我们先来看神想要向亚伯拉罕说什么话呢
？In these two incidents, chapter 7, Acts which referred actually is to chapter 11 of Genesis.
在使徒行传第七章，他实际上是提到创世纪第十一章发生的事情。
That was when he was in Ur, God appeared to him.
这是当亚伯拉罕他在乌尔，神向他显现。
And then chapter 12 of Genesis, that was in Haran, God appeared to him again.
然后在十二章，创世纪十二章，神又在哈兰向亚伯拉罕显现。
If you compare the calling of the Lord at those two occasions,
你若比较这两次神对他的呼召，
you will find most of the words are the same.
你会发现大部分的话都是一样的。
Let's compare it.
让我们来比较一下。
The first incident when God appeared to him, God spoke to him, that was recorded in chapter 7 of Acts.
神第一次向亚伯拉罕显现这个事情呢，在《使徒行传》第七章有讲到。
We just read it.
我们刚刚有读过。
Depart from your country and your relatives.
离开你的本地跟你的亲族。
Okay, if you go to Genesis chapter 12,
如果你来到创世纪第十二章
Verse 1
第一节
And God said, Go forth from your country and from your relatives.
他在这边讲你要离开本地本族
Are they the same?
他是不是一样
These two statements, are they the same?
他们是不是一样
Same
这是一样的
Alright Now the next phrase
然后下面一段
Is the only difference between these two
这是在这两个情况下唯一不一样的一段话
What's the difference?
我们来看哪里不一样
From your father's house
从你的父家
That's the difference
这是不一样的地方
And then the rest it will be the same
然后其他的是都一样的
To the land which I will show you
到那我所要指示你的地方
And in the Chapter 7 of Acts says, Come into the land that I will show you.
在使徒行传第七章这边讲到到我所要指示你的地方。
So, those two callings, actually, they are one.
所以这两个呼召其实是一样的。
Agree?
大家同意吗？这是一样的。
Alright. But why the second time add a little phrase there, depart from your Father's house.
那为什么第二次他会加一小段离开你的父家
Why?
为什么
Reason is very simple.
这是很简单
Because the first calling when God appeared to Abraham
因为第一次神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候
God said, depart from your country
神跟他讲离开本地
from your relatives
离开本族
Guess who depart?
你们猜谁离开那个地方？
You will see, very strange.
你会发现很奇怪的是
Well, who took the leadership?
谁带头离开那个地方？
That's why I ask you to read Genesis chapter 11 verse 31.
所以我刚刚要你们读了创世纪第十一章第三十一节。
The verse tells us,
那一节跟我们讲
Terah took Abraham, his son, and Lot, the son of Aaron, his grandson, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abraham's wife, and they went out together from Ur.
他这边讲到他拉带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来出了加勒底的乌尔
So,You will see a very strange thing happen.
所以你看到这里很奇怪的一件事情。
In God's calling, how many people should go?
在神的呼召底下，有多少人需要离开呢？
Two.
两个人。
Abraham and his wife.
亚伯拉罕跟他的太太。
That's the only two God was talking about.
这是神所讲到的两个人。
And they should depart from the country and from the relatives.
他们应该从本地本族离开。
But strangely enough,
但是很奇怪的是
you add how many more?
我们加了好几个人。
His father,
他的爸爸。
His nephew,
他的侄子。
His wife,
他的太太。
Right?
对。
So all together, how many?
总共有几个人呢？
Whole bunch.
一大堆。
So you will see in the first calling, Abraham didn't take the initiative. It's his father took the initiative.
所以我们知道，在第一次呼召是亚伯拉罕的爸爸带头。
Bible really never explained to us why.
圣经没跟我们解释为什么。
You can guess.
你们可以猜一下。
However, the business is falling apart.
他爸爸的生意大概不太好。
So run away.
所以他离开了。
I don't know, but that's you can guess.
你自己去猜吧。
But we know the end result.
但我们知道结果。
The end result is, although they all depart from Ur,
虽然他们都从乌尔离开，
they went all the way to a place called Haran.
他们一直到叫哈兰的这个地方。
Okay. Let's think about these two cities' name.
让我们看看这两个城市的名字。
The place they're supposed to leave is called Ur.
他们离开那个地方叫做乌尔。
If you check the dictionary,
如果你查字典
，the meaning of Ur,
乌尔的意思呢
？Either flame,
还是火的意思
，or fire,
是火焰。
So, that's the meaning of Ur.
它是个乌尔的意思，就是。
And what's the meaning of Haran?
那哈兰是什么意思呢
？Halfway,
半途。
Halfway
就是半途的意思。
When God said, "Depart from your country,"
当神跟他讲说离开本地
，That means this whole environment is not suitable what I want to do in your life.
所以这表示在这个环境当中，这个不适合我所要在你生命当中所做的。
I want to start something brand new.
我想要重新开始。
This whole work start from you and your descendants.
这个工作呢是从你跟你的后裔开始。
If you keep on dwelling in this old country,
如果你继续住在这个地方
with the environment so hostile to God,
这个地方环境的对神是这么的敌视
you cannot grow.
你没办法成长。
So God has to take him out.
所以神必须把他带出来。
I think that's true to all the Christians.
我想这是对所有的基督徒都是真的。
When God pick you and me out of billions of people,
当神拣选了你我从很多人当中拣选出来
，He call us out of this world.
他把我们从这世上分别出来。
That's the principle.
这就是神的原则。
God want us to live a separate life from the world.
他想我们过着。他想要我们跟过着跟这世人不一样的生活。
Abraham originally was born in the city of Ur.
亚伯拉罕他原来是在乌尔出生。
He just one of many people in the world.
他只是在乌尔那所有的人当中的一份子。
But when God began his work,
但是当神开始他的工作
，He wants to cut off his relationship with Earl and take him out to a place he wants him to be.
他想要把他跟乌尔的关系断绝，然后带他到他所要指示他的地方去。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，This is what God is doing in our life. The same principle.
这就是神在我们生命当中所做的事情一样的原则。
We were in this world.
我们原来是在这个世上。
We belong to this world system.
我们属于这世上的
，But God call us out.
但是神呼召我们出来。
Why？
为什么呢
？Let's turn to First Peter.
让我们翻彼得前书。
Second Peter. I'm sorry.
彼得后书。
Let's go to Second Peter. Chapter 3.
第三章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Second Peter.
彼得后书。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
第三章第十节。
Let's read first in English and then in Chinese.
大家先用英文读，然后再用中文。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat and the earth and its works will be burned up.
但主的日子要像贼来到一样那日天地大有响声废去有行职的都要被烈火消化 地和其上的物都要烧尽
了。So here Peter tried to tell us what will be the final stage of this current universe.
所以在这里彼得提到这个末世的时候的景况是怎么样？
末世。Okay, just for discussion purpose. Today we see this beautiful world.
今天我们看到这个美丽的世界。
At night you can see the beautiful sky.
像你可以看，晚上你可以看到美丽的天空。
So immense, so glorious.
这么大，这么的漂亮。
But you can never imagine, Bible tells us, there will be an end to what we can see today.
但是你很难想象圣经会跟我们讲到我们今天所能看到的一切都会消化。
Because in this verse, Bible said, the whole thing, the material world will be burned up.
这有形质的都要被烈火消化。
And then if you go to the end of the book of Revelation, then you will see there will be a new heaven and new earth.
到最后一本书启示录我们会发现到有他讲到新天新地。
That's the real global view of God.
这是神他的这个世界观。
All right. So, if you believe what Bible said is true,
如果你认为圣经所讲的是真的，
okay. If you know there will be a final days for this material world,
如果你们知道这个属世这个物质的世界会有灭没的时候，
then when you try to make a choice,Where do you want to go?
然后当你做选择，你想要去什么地方的时候
，How do you choose?
你怎么选择？
You choose to the place will be burned up.
你要选择一个地方，它会被火烧掉的吗
？Or you choose a place will last forever.
或者你选择一个地方，它是永久存在的。
I think we are all smart enough to make a wise decision.
我想我们大家都很聪明，可以做一个聪明的抉择。
Okay, so this is the reason.Earth represents something will be burned up.
所以乌尔就代表了会被火消化的。
It's a flame. It's a fire.
它是个火焰。
It will not last.
它不会持久。
So today, if you go to Kuwait, you cannot find the old glorious Earth. You can only find broken pieces.
所以你今天到科威特，你没办法看到乌尔，它只剩下一些废墟。
So how we see Earl today will be like few thousand years later we see what we have in Bellevue in Seattle the same way.
所以我们今天看到乌尔就像几千以后我们人们在看Bellevue 这个地方。
It will not be like what we see today. It will go burn up.
不会像我们今天看到一样它会都被火烧灭。
So that's the reason God said, come out.
这就是神为什么叫他离开的原
因。I would get you a place will last everlasting.
我会带你到一个永存的地方。
You don't belong to here.
你不属于这个地方。
You belong to me.
你属于我的。
I will give you something much better.
我会给你更好的。
I will give you something really glorious.
我会给你更荣耀的。
So the question is, do you believe what God said to you?
问题就是我们相信神对我们说的话。
If you have any doubt,
如果你有任何的怀疑
Will you go?
你会不会去呢
No way
不会
Right? So like today if I come to you I say come with me I will get you to some good place
所以今天我跟你来说你跟我来我带你到一个地方
Will you? Vicky?
Vicky 你会不会跟我去
Probably not If you go then you are so dumb
如果你去的话
But she is I know she is smart
我知道她很聪明
She will never really go with me because she knows my credibility
因为他知道我信用
I cannot give her something everlasting
我没办法给他
永存的东西 Because I'm only a human being
因为我只是个人
But when God says something to us
神对我们说话
He says come out
他说离开
This place is not for you
这个地方不是属于
I will take you to a place I will give it to you
我会带你到我要给你的地方
And to your descendants
给你的后裔的地方
So guess what
所以我们猜怎么样
He believed.
亚伯拉罕他相信了
He followed.
他就跟随了神
Although the first reaction was not 100%.
虽然他刚开始反应不是完完全全的
接受 people around him also follow him，
因为他旁边的地方也跟着他。
So there are some other people who has no calling but they go anyway，
其他有一些人他们虽然没有呼召，他们也同样的跟着他走。
What will be the end result？
这个结果会怎么样呢？
People with visionand people without vision when you walk the same way in the beginning，
这个有没有意向的人，他们在开始的时候他们都同样的走同样的路，
but the end result will be different，
但是结果是不一样。
When you travel with those people who has no calling, no vision，
当你跟那些没有呼召没有意向的人一起行走，
you will see the only place you will end up will be Haran，
你会发现你的结果就是到了一个哈兰的地方。
And the meaning of Haran is halfway，
这个哈兰的意思就是半途。
That tells all the Christians，
这就跟我们所有的基督徒讲，
If you answer God's call，
如果你接受了神的呼召，
You have a willingness in your heart， Say Lord I'm willing to follow you，
你在心里有个愿意，你说我愿意跟随神的带领。
But be careful
但是你要小心。
Who do you travel with？
你是跟谁一起
？Bible said, "Do not yoke with non-believer."
圣经上写不要跟不信的人同伙。
Why？
为什么呢
？Because this is the reason why。
这就是为什么。
If you yoke with a non-believer，
如果你跟不信的人同
伙 ，you travel together，
你们一起行
走 ，you will not end up in promised land. You will only end up in Haran.
你不会到那应许之地，你只会到达哈兰。
Haran is not the purpose of God.
哈兰不是神的心意。
Haran is a place convenient to our own living.
哈兰只是我们所认为方便的地方。
You know the father said, "Hey, this is a good place."
他们会讲说，哎，这个是很方便的地方。
We can start again.
我们可以在这边重新开始。
Beautiful land.
这个很好的地。
Good water.
好的水。
Not so populated.
也没有很多的人口。
We can start anew.
我们可以在这边重新开始。
Good for our feedstocks.
为我们的牲口牲畜都很好。
So they are very happy and content with Haran.
所以他们对哈兰他们觉得很满足。
So they all settled.
所以他们都在那边定居下来。
We don't know how long they settled there.
我们不知道他们在哈兰定居多久。
Bible only tells us they settled there until the old man died.
圣经只跟我们讲到他们在哈兰待到他亚伯拉罕的父亲死掉为止。
Okay. Then God appeared to him second time.
然后神在第二次的向亚伯拉罕显现。
Chapter 12.
然后你就看到创世纪第十二章。
So in the second calling,
在第二次呼召
，God said the same thing to him.
神对他讲了同样的事情。
With only new phrase at the end.
只有一句话不一样。
That's the depart from your.Father's house，
就是离开你的父家。
Because your father's house was not called by God，
因为你的父家没有被神所呼召。
See， you mingle with those people， you end up in Haran and tie down， you slow down the whole schedule God designed your life。
所以你看到跟没有被呼召人在一起同行，你们就会到停留在哈兰这个地方。
So brother and sister, this tells us a very important spiritual lesson.
弟兄姐妹，这跟我们讲了一个属灵一个很重要的事情。
For every Christian, we have a journey to go.
对每一个基督徒，我们都有一个旅程要走。
It's a heavenly path.
这是个属天的道路。
You, from the day you are saved,
当你得救的那一天开始
，you are baptized.
你受洗
，you began the journey.
你开始走这一段旅程。
But For me, I have walked on this path for more than 40 years.
对我来说，我在这个属天的道路，我走了超过40年。
I think back.
我往回看。
During this 40 years.
在这40年当中。
How many brothers and sisters were baptized?
多少的弟兄姐妹受洗。
Those who baptized with the same day in 1961 with me and all the way.You know, I cannot count them anymore.
从1961年跟我一起受洗的弟兄姐妹到一直到现在，我已经没办法数了。
But how many still on the right track?
但是有多少弟兄姐妹还是走在正确的道路上？
How many somehow tangent out?
有多少他们就走到歧途上面？
It is so unbelievable.
这是非常令人难以相信的事情。
So have a good beginning, that's important.
所以有好的开始是很重要的。
But you should walk all the way to the end. That's even more important.
但是更重要的是我们一直要走到底。
It's a long journey.
这是个很长的旅途。
If you are associated with non-believers,
如果你们跟不信的人一起，
If you are associated with people without vision,
如果你跟一些没有意向的人在
一起， Without true calling,
没有真正呼召的人在一起，
You will settle in Haran.
你会在哈兰定居下。
You will waste so much time.
你会浪费了许多的时间。
God's purpose in youwill be somehow hindered.
神在你身上旨意就受到了拦阻。
Only when all these things are removed,
只有当这些事情被挪开以后，
then you can move on with the Lord.
你才能够继续跟随主一起前行。
And so you will see now Abraham is on the right track again.
所以我们看到亚伯拉罕现在又走上了正确的道路。
And very interestingly, if you read that paragraph, you will see Bible record a time.
所以你读那一段经文，你会发现圣经它记录了这段一段时间。
The day he departed from Haran, Abraham was, how old was he? 75.
那从亚伯拉罕离开哈兰的那一天，他是75岁。
Because that day counts.
因为那一天是在神眼中是算的。
Because he began to march into the full will of God.
因为他走入神完全的旨意当中。
So follow all the way to Shechem.
所以他跟随主走到示剑这个地方。
That was the promised land.
这就是神应许的地方。
That symbolized the land God will give him and his descendants.
这就是代表了神要给他跟他后裔的地方。
God appeared to him third time.
神对他第三次的显现。
Alright, let's go to this verse 6 and 7 we just read.
好，我们看到第六跟第七节。
The third time when God appeared to him, God adds something more now.
第三次神向他显现，神又加了一些。
This is in Shechem.
这是在示剑这个地方。
Let's see what God said.
我们看神怎么讲。
Okay.Verse 6. Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the plain of Moram, and the Canaanites was then in the land. Let's read the following. And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land.
亚伯兰经过那地，到了示剑地方，摩利橡树那里。那时迦南人住在那地。耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。
So in here God mentioned a unique word, which is the seed.
所以在这边神提到一个很特别的字，就是这个种子。
This seed is the promise God will give to Abraham.
这个种子就是神所应许亚伯拉罕的。
Based on our two messages before,
就是根据我们前面的两个信息。
You will know God was what was God's focus.
神他所专注的在什么地方
？At the day when Adam and Eve commit sin,
就是当那天亚当跟夏娃他们犯罪的时候。
God make an announcement to the enemy.
神对他的仇敌宣告。
He mentioned two seeds.
他讲到两个种子。
Remember that?
你们还记得吗
？Your seed, that's the snake, the enemy's seed.
他讲到蛇的种子。
And then he mentioned what's the next one? The seed of the woman.
然后他讲到女人的种子。
In that prophecy, God mentioned two important seeds.
在那两个预言，神讲到两个重要的种子。
But what was the promise God said to concerning this woman's seed?
但神讲到这个女人的种子，神的应许是什么呢
？What was the promise?
神的应许是什么
？He will stroke your head.
他会踩破你的头。
You will hurt his.
你会伤他的脚跟。
Remember that?
大家记得吗
？Okay, so that's the seed God is talking about all through those first 2,000 years.
这就是神在那两千来所讲到的这个种子。
So this time, when the third appearance God talked to Abraham in Shechem.
神第三次在示剑向亚伯拉罕显现的时候
God mentioned this magic word to Abraham
神又讲到这一个字
The seed will inherit this land
这个种子会得到这块地
That was the calling
这就是神的呼召
That was the reason he was called out from Ur to the promised land
这就是为什么他被从无尔呼召出来来到这个应许之地
Brothers and sisters How God defeat his enemy
弟兄姐妹神怎么样击败他的仇敌
He cannot defeat his enemy just by pronouncement
他不能用宣告的方式来把他的仇敌打败
Gabriel come
加百列
Kill Satan
加百列来你把撒旦杀掉
Cut his head off
把他的头砍掉
Did God do that?
神可不可以这样做呢
No, that's not the way God win the battle
这不是神打败仇敌的方法
God will solve this problem once for all through the seed of the woman
神要借着这女人的种子把这个问题永远的解决
It's a big thing for God
这是对神来说
And it's a solution once for all for all human beings
这也是为人类所预备的永远的解决的方法。
So when God appeared to Abraham, it's not a small thing.
所以神向亚伯拉罕显现，这不是个小事。
The whole thing hinges on whether Abraham will answer God's calling.
这关键在亚伯拉罕会不会答应神的呼召。
Should Abraham fail to respond to God?
如果亚伯拉罕没有答应神的护照
then the principle of the seed will not fulfill
这个种子这个原则就没办法被完成
but thank God Abraham followed
但是感谢神这个亚伯拉罕他应许了神的护照
this seed being preserved and throughout the line
这个种子呢就一代一代的传下来
okay. Now how this principle apply to you and me
我们看这个属灵的原则怎么样应用在我们身上。
The seed is promised given to Abraham and his descendants.
这个种子是神应许亚伯拉罕跟他的后裔。
Guess, do we have the seed?
你猜我们有没有这个种子
？Do we?
我们有没有？
Do I scare you?
我有没有吓到你？
What is a Christian?
基督徒是什么呢?
Christian by definition is the one who has Jesus Christ in us.
基督徒的定义就是我们里头有耶稣基督。
And the definition of the seed of the woman.
这个女人的种子的定义是什么?
What's the definition? It's Jesus, the Son of God.
这个定义就是耶稣基督,
okay.
神的儿子。
So you and I can become the sons and daughters of God
我们可以变成神的儿女
it's not because you have good behavior
并不是因为我们行为好
it's not because you have to do something good
并不是因为我们做了好的事情
no.
不是
it's because you have a seed inside of you
因为你们
you have Jesus in you
你们里头有耶稣基督
that makes you the sons and daughters of God
这就让你们成为神的儿女
okay So we have the seed, just like Abraham has the seed.
所以我们就像亚伯拉罕一样，我们有这个种子。
Then the promise of God to Abraham. On one hand, you see the seed.
神对亚伯拉罕的应许，一方面来说，我们看到这个种子。
And on the other hand, you see a land.
另外一方面，我们看到这块地。
God said to Abraham, "I will give you this land to the seed."
神讲到我要给你这块地给这个种子
So the land and the seed cannot separate it
所以这个种子跟这地是不能分的
Land represent the property of God, the possessions of God.
这个地代表神所拥有的。
Hourly, you see, is a physical land, today's Palestine. That's the promised land, physically speaking.
就物质的世界来讲，这那个应许之地是今天的巴勒斯坦那块地。
But that's only a type.
但是这只是一种。
In reality, not 一种。It's a type. It's a 预表。
哦，这只是个预表。
In reality,
在真实的。
It refer, use that piece of land to refer to something imperishable forever.
在实际当中，那块地是代表了永远不可毁灭的一块地方。
What will that be?
这是什么？
Or where will that be?
那是什么地方呢？
That's the new heaven and new Jerusalem.
那是代表了新天地，那个新的耶路撒冷。
We don't have time to go. For Hebrew, if you have time, you go home and study Hebrew chapter 11.
如果你有时间回家，请你翻希伯来书第十一章。
Okay. So that's the calling of God.
所以这就是神的呼召。
For us,
神对我们的呼召。
God not only give us the seed.
神不但给我们这个种子。
Associated with the seed, there is a land.
跟这个种子在一起的有这块地。
But how to inherit this piece of land?
但是我们怎么样继承这块地？
You cannot stay in Ur.
你不能待在乌尔。
If you stay in Ur, you are disqualified.
如果你待在乌尔，你就没办法得到这块地。
So for us, what's the criteria for us to inherit the land?
所以对我们来说，我们怎么样能够得到这应许？
And receive the seed and the land, the promised land.
得到这个种子跟这个应许之地。
Depart.
离开。
Depart from the country, from the relatives.
从这个本地本族离开。
And enter into the promised land.
然后进入这个应许之地。
Then God will build a great nation.
神在这边会造他伟大的国度。
And this great nation will be the blessing to all nations.
这个伟大国度就是万族的祝福。
That's the channel God revealed to Abraham how he will bless the world.
这就是神向亚伯翰显示他怎么样能够为万国祝福。
So this afternoon,
所以我们今天下午
in this message,
在这个信息当中
I want to show to all of us,
我想要向大家讲
the heavenly vision to Abraham,
这个神对亚伯翰显现的意象。
The God of glory spoke to a human being,
神的荣耀向人显现
concerning his will, his heart.
来向我们显现他的
旨意。That message is not only for Abraham.
这个不是光是为亚伯拉罕。
It's a message for all of us.
这是为我们所有的人预备的。
This covenant of Abraham.
这与亚伯拉罕的约。
Is a covenant for us as well.
也是为我们立的约。
So you and I are a separate people.
所以我们是被分别出来的人。
You cannot follow the worldly manner.
所以我们不能跟从世人的。
We should live a separate life.
我们必须要过着分别的生活。
In our heart, we cannot love the world.
在我们的心里，我们不能爱这个世界。
We are different.
我们是不一样。
We don't belong to this world.
我们不属于这个世界。
That's the message.
这就是这个信息。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，感谢你。
Because you have done great things in this universe.
因为在这宇宙中成就了大事。
On one hand, you create a physical world.
在一方面，你创造了这个物质的世界。
But this physical world is contaminated.
但这物质的世界被污染。
It is filled with injustice and sin.
它充满了不正义跟罪恶。
Now you call your people out.
现在你呼召你的人民出来。
Just like 4,000 years ago, you call Abraham out of Ur.
就像4000年前你呼召亚伯拉罕离开乌尔。
Lord, today you appear to us in the same way.
主啊，今天你向我们同样的显现。
Use your mighty word, you give us this calling.
用你大能的话语，你给我们这样的呼召。
Lord, help us.
主，请帮助我。
To live.A life just like Abraham.
让我们能够过着像亚伯拉罕的生活。
We are willing to follow you all the way.
我们愿意跟随你一直到最后。
If we are still in Ur, Lord, make us depart.
如果我们还在乌尔，请让我们离开。
If we are end up in Haran, Lord, make us depart.
如果我们停留在哈兰，请你让我们离开。
Because your heart will never be satisfied.
因为你的心永远没办法得到满足。
Until we reach the promised land.
直到我们到达那应许之地。
Lord, finish your work among your people.
主啊，请你在我们身上完成你的工作。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
And may your will be done in us.
愿你的旨意在我们身上成就。
So that your name will be glorified.
所以你的名能够被荣耀。
So our worship will not be in vain.
所以我们的崇拜也不是白白。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们以奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen. Thank you.